Protests are being held across France after unions called for a nationwide strike. Major disruptions to transport are expected, as many trains and buses have been cancelled. Workers and the government are deadlocked. They're calling for higher wages to counter a growing cost of living crisis. Walkouts at oil depots have also sparked fuel shortages. Let's cross straight away to Paris. Natasha Butler is standing by there at the square where protesters are due to gather. So, Natasha, there will be a demonstration later. Tell us more about what's going to happen.
Yes, workers are due to gather here in a few hours to demand better pay, better working conditions. Many of them very worried indeed about how they're going to cope in the coming months because of inflation. Mainly we'll see workers from the transport sector, but also energy workers, including oil refinery workers. Now, many of them have been on strike now for a month, locked in a standoff with their bosses at TotalEnergies. Now, TotalEnergies have offered pay rises to some workers, but the hardline CGT union here in France says that pay rise simply isn't enough. There's also a lot of anger amongst workers about the fact that many large companies, particularly these energy companies, have made huge profits recently because of the energy crisis, and there is a sense that those profits, that money, should be shared around with the workers.
And how much disruption has all this caused so far?
Well, the trade unions had called for a general strike, a nationwide walkout. But look, that has not happened because many sectors simply haven't taken part. We don't have the health sector, education sector, as I said, really mainly transport and energy sectors. Nevertheless, that has caused some disruption for people who are mainly trying to get around because half of the regional train services have been cut and some bus services. The metro here in Paris, though, you probably see the bridge behind me, that is still running without any problems, as are the intercity lines. Nevertheless, though, this does add to the difficulty for many people who are commuting, getting around the country, because we've had that fuel shortage now for a few weeks. So anyone wanting to use a vehicle is still finding it very hard indeed to fill up their car or their motorbike, because a third of the petrol stations in France are still suffering a fuel shortage. The government has issued an order to force some key oil refinery staff back to work. It doesn't seem to have made much of a difference at the petrol pump yet, but it's certainly infuriated trade unions, and that's part of the reason that they called for this strike action today.
All right, Natasha, thanks for that. Back with you as the day progresses. Natasha Butler there in Paris.